Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio are with us. I see y'all out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, what's Mother Nature got in store for us this weekend?
Oh, a little bit of everything. My gosh.
It's a potpourri. A potpourri of weather. It's
mm-hmm, that's for sure. So already this morning, we had some thunderstorms roll through. One of the neighbor kids outside, it was so cute. I have the window open because it's so nice this morning, and I hear him yelling, "Go, Thunder!"
He's a big Thor fan.
Adorable. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have a warm and windy day ahead of us. I mean, gusts are going to be whipping up to 30 miles per hour out of the south, pulling in 76-degree high temperatures today. So,
wow.
Yeah. Extreme warmth out there. Now, you pair the warmth and the wind, that means a very high fire danger. It has been elevated even more today, so be careful with any sparks, no burning. Don't throw your cigarette butt because nothing's greened up yet, right? So
this is
all wildfire fuel just sitting there. And then the winds and the heat, put that on top, bad mixture. We also have another bad mixture headed our way tonight. A cold front is going to slam into all of this beautiful weather that we're going to experience today, and then it's going to fire up these strong to severe storms. Now, what I think is going to happen is a tornado outbreak in Illinois, okay? Ooh. Not into Wisconsin, but I do think that some of those storms are going to be strong. Maybe a few tornadoes could spin up into the southern parts of the state, but as it starts to near central Wisconsin, I think it's going to weaken even more. So I don't think we have much of a tornado threat, which is good. I do think, though, that we have a strong wind and hail threat. So we could see gusts around 60, 70 miles per hour moving through in some parts of this line, and then, of course, some hail as well. Because we have really cold air up high, it's still winter, and then all of this warm air at the bottom really creates a rotating, crazy, unstable environment. So we're definitely going to see some strong storms, about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain. Some of that could be rising the rivers as we go into the weekend. And this line will push through. It'll take about an hour, and then it'll be gone. Afterwards, tomorrow, we're looking at light rain from the system and then winds gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour, where we could see a high wind warning go out tomorrow. Not good. And that wind is also taking our temperatures and crashing them. So we're going to be falling below freezing, so this rain is going to flip to a few flurries overnight and into Sunday morning. We're not looking at any accumulations anymore. I think that moisture is going to be gone. It's going to be pretty dry, pretty cold. Sunday's highs will be in the upper 30s. But then next week, we warm things up. We'll be at about 60 degrees or so already by Monday, soaring on Tuesday, and you know that means another storm system. And I have to give you guys a heads up because it could be some major snow hitting the state on Wednesday.
Oh, March. March.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for the dead air there. I was just filling out my weather bingo. I got bingo. Bingo. I got it. Just incredible.
This March weather, I tell you.
I was just going to brag to Brittany that 2 days in a row I got to wear my Chuck Taylors. Got to get the boots back out.
Got to get them back on, man.
Got to get the Timberlands back out. We appreciate you so much, Brittany. Thanks all week for the great coverage all week long. You have yourself a fun weekend. We will meet back here on Monday.
Sounds good. You guys have a great weekend, too.
Best in the business right there.
Yeah.
She is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick reminder, again, to follow Brittany on YouTube. She's got a great YouTube page, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. As somebody who loves weather and loves people that love weather, it's contagious. It's a lot of fun.
It's great.
We are going to have a lot of fun today. We got tons of stuff to get to, Seth and I. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be getting into that. We've also got some holidays to celebrate, Seth. Today,
yes, we do.
It's Pi Day. Today.
Pi Day.
St. Patrick's Day is on Monday. We got some stats on that. And you told me about another holiday that we have to touch on as well.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about this one, so I'm going to learn from you on this.
Everyone's going to learn about it today.
9 o'clock hour, going to feature some entertainment news, of course. We're going to get into The Odyssey a little bit, Christopher Nolan's humongous project coming up. There's some footage that's been released, or stills that's been released of it already. I cannot tell you how excited I am about this movie.
So it seems that Christopher Nolan has decided, he's like, there's only one thing I can do now, And that's like the one of the bedrocks of Western literature, right?
Yeah.
Is like the Odyssey. Go back to the beginning, right? So, okay. All right, Chris, go for it.
Cannot wait to see what that is. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
It's going to be like 4 hours.
It's long. Probably. We're also going to talk a little Drew Carey and The Price is Right. A little bit of that. I want to talk local theater and certainly what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. Mm-hmm. All that coming up. And we have hobbies that men enjoy but might hide from their friends.
Mm.
We've got that one coming up. And I want to make time for the Florida Man games. I've been trying to get this in. This ended in February.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to get it in forever. But I want to talk
too much
about
going on.
And there is so much going on, to your point, Seth.
Yeah.
Not only do we have all that, we have our Culver's Star of the Day coming up in a little bit.
We do.
That'll be after our news break. And we have so much fun playoff action going on here in town and with our local teams. A shout out to all of our local teams out there in action and all the teams in the listening area, anywhere you're listening us, that they happen to be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to send a shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, who I believe they've probably already made the trip, but they may be going over this morning. I'm not sure how early they get there, but they're heading up to Minnesota to continue their reign.
Night. Nice. I mean,
And here's how, you know, we're pulling for our Kings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
I'm looking forward to seeing how this develops over the next couple of days for the Kings. I love this team. Win, lose, doesn't matter. Very proud of this team and the great season that they have had.
Yeah, looking to go back to Nationals once again.
It's what it has all been about.
Yep.
I got to the opportunity to interview all the players and coaches before the season started.
That's right.
And every single one of them, they all had different things to say about different questions, but the one thing that maintained, hey, what are you looking for to Natties? Natties, natties, every single one of them, natties. Once in a while, the Nationals, but otherwise it was natties. This is what the focus has been. It all comes down to this weekend and winning this series against Minnesota.
Yep.
A big shout out to our Kings.
Big rivalry, too. What a season.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a great rivalry and a great season. Yep. Yeah. Follow your Kings up and down the river as they build it. RiverKingsHockey.com, and we'll be following along. We'll talk about it on Playmakers a little bit later today.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of playoffs, our Assumption Lady Royals are going for two out of five. Well, they've won 2 out of 5 gold balls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been since 2021, which isn't a huge drought.
No, it's only been a few years. But
don't tell that to the Assumption Royals players.
Right.
It's been might as well be 20 decades for them.
Yes.
They are hungry. They want this.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see a little bit of the pep rally that they did yesterday and stuff, and that was really cool. Very exciting.
Cool.
I do want to shout out to Owen Withy because they've had a surprising season, a surprising playoffs. That's fantastic. That ends here. I'm sorry, I'm biased.
There's no hiding the bias now.
Yeah,
I mean, why not? Yeah,
we want all these kids to have fun.
Of
That's
course.
What it's about.
No one to get hurt, of course. And as Phil Hartley was telling me, 5 of these girls are seniors. They're done.
Yeah,
this is it for them. So this is huge. I mean, I'm sure they just want to go out on the highest note that they can. So.
I feel like you can tell. You could tell that they're seniors on that team. You could tell that they're leaving it all out there and everything.
Yep.
We are going to have this game for you on 105.5 WIRI. Laura is going to be covering this one on the board. We'll have Randy and Mike. They're already down there. They're ready to go.
Ready to go.
This game will kick off at 8:50, so you got a little while yet. Hang out with us. And you can, flip back and forth. If only there was an app. Oh, yes, that's right. There is an app where it is the simplest thing in the world to flip back between us and our sister station, 105.5 WIRI.
We'll give up updates too, I think, as the game goes on here and we're on the air. So,
I don't expect we're going to get into radio in a moment here, but as long as we're going to dive into radio and what we're talking about here, coverage wise, something that Seth and I have been talking about for quite a while, and we really have been hammering home, is kind of getting away from something that used to happen in radio all the time. I was talking with our station manager, engineer, soul of this station, Chuck DeNiro, yesterday, and Chuck and I were talking about how the growth of radio and how certain things have gotten so much better and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, when I first started in radio, and I'll just be honest with the audience, they used to kind of pair us against each other. And I mean, like, stations that were owned under the same umbrella in the same building. That we would fight for sponsors, advertisers, ratings, all these things. Crabs in a barrel. That doesn't work. And it didn't work then.
No,
and
it really didn't.
I don't understand necessarily the logic of it, to be honest with you. But in this day and age, we're the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Not only do you hear us supporting and partnering with all of our civic media stations up and down the gamut, up down the state, but certainly here in the building, across the hallway, I'm going to work with the station over there.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a lot more cross promotions, a lot more, you know, rising tide raises all boats kind of thing. And part of that is encouraging you guys, hey, go ahead and check out that Assumption Game, you know, and if you miss a little of Seth and I, you got the podcast, you can re-catch it.
You can always
go
back,
but I'm doing something you're not supposed to do in radio and encouraging you to go ahead and listen to the other station, because we want you to support these kids.
Yep.
And support local high school sports.
Yep.
It's a big part of what we do at both stations.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the sponsors that give us the opportunity to do all this.
Yes, big thank you to them for this. For all year long, they've been great.
If you are a local business and you are not advertising with us, I cannot stress enough getting more bang for your buck working with us.
Mm-hmm.
Ask anybody who has worked with us. Talk to me. I will let you know. Hey, El Cafe. Go ask El Cafe how much we talk about them. I just brought them up for no reason. But we're going to do it. We're going to promote you guys, because that's what we do here, support local. And nobody supports local like we do.
That's right.
Nobody is supporting this area like we do, covering this area like we do. And I don't say that egotistically. I say that with pride.
Right.
I say that because we're proud of what we do for all of you.
Yeah. And that's what, because we want you to support us the same way. We want it to be a reciprocal relationship with everybody in town here and anywhere in our listening area. Let's put it there. You know, we've got a pretty wide range here. So
how many local morning shows are there that are broadcasting right here from Wisconsin Rapids, right here from Central Wisconsin, talking about Central Wisconsin things?
That's a great question.
You got, you know, shows like Bob and Tom that are out of Indiana, and you got these other shows that 99% of them are all from out of state.
Yeah.
Not even just out of the city, out of the state. You want local, you want actual coverage, you want to support your town, your area. Put your money where your mouth is and spread the word about our shows and be a part of the team here.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of radio and wondering, well, the power of radio, how's that doing? Well, let's talk about that a little
bit.
I'm not saying we deserve all the credit for this, but maybe a little bit. Maybe a little column A, a little column B. A new poll found radio is still one of America's top three favorite ways to hear music.
How about that?
Streaming services got 38% of the vote. No surprise there. Mm-hmm. Live concerts, 15%. Kind of encouraging to see that, actually, after the pandemic and those numbers.
That's true, yeah.
We've actually done this story once before, and radio was in third place then, too. But it was actually, I think, CDs that were number two. Live concerts have moved up in this and everything. And radio is in number three, with 14% of the vote. There is a lot of reasons behind that. We'll get to that in a moment. CDs are number four, 13% still love that.
Yeah, that's cool.
CDs are still that big.
They're still relevant, people.
You know, 8-tracks, albums, a lot of that stuff went away. Some, you know, albums came back a little bit, vinyl came back a little, but it's kind of impressive to see the longevity of CDs and how some of the younger generation find it like cool to have CDs. Whoa, you would get a cover. Oh, there's stuff inside.
There's liner
the
notes, right? Yeah.
They're freaking out over it and everything. Like, yeah, that's kind of cool. And that number five, vinyl records, 12%. People who like the sound really like it.
I find it so remarkable that now in 2025, vinyl is right behind CDs, like right behind.
Only 4% said MP3s on their iPhone or iPod.
Wow.
And just 1% said cassette tapes are their favorite way to listen to music in 2025.
Cassette tapes, they're kind of becoming a thing again, though. Yeah. I've noticed that artists are releasing new material on cassettes again, and I just came across someone came up with a new Walkman. A modern Walkman.
Wow.
It's like this size of a brick, but it's great, though. It looks cool, really.
I kind of want it. I kind of want it real bad. I kind of want it.
And it's got, you know, Bluetooth on there, so you can put your modern headphones, but it plays cassette tapes.
I will not. I will own this. I have every one of my cassettes still. Almost all of my CDs.
I do, too, I think.
I gave away a lot of my CDs, but I have all my cassettes. It's in a bin.
Yep.
They're just in a bin in my parents' basement. I haven't looked at it forever, but I want to pull it back up. When you combine all those groups, the average person spends $274 on music a year, $100 on concerts, $100 on a concert.
So they went to what, half of a concert?
Yeah. They
How does that work? Okay. No, there's a lot of people in this country that don't go to concerts, I guess. Averages out.
$75 on streaming services, $53 on CDs, $46 on records. And how much do you spend on radio? Zero.
Zero.
And
in
a day and age where everybody is looking at prices of everything and seeing the rise of some things and, you know, some stuff not really going down like we were told it was going to, radio remains free.
Over the air, just turn it on and let it go.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty cool to think in 2025.
Never doubt radio. I'm telling you right now. There's been people who've been saying radio is dying since like the 1960s.
Yeah,
people have been saying
still
that.
Still here.
Still here, everyone.
Still here and still supporting local.
Yep.
We are going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. I kind of want to cut off the weather cut off. I kind of want to cut birthday.
Not sure what happened there. Yeah, didn't quite get here in time.
We are here to do some celebrating, and we're going to do it with our good friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Check out some of the great food that they have, and keep in mind they are open from 7 to 2, and of course they have their fish fry going on today.
They do.
So they're going to be open a little later today.
They are.
Be sure to check out that famous fish fry, only getting more famous. Support our good friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local. Get on over there today, everybody.
They do everything right.
And it is Pi Day, so perfect way to celebrate.
Perfect day to way to celebrate. Go get up some pie. Oh, my goodness.
There is no wrong flavor, but if you do try the Death by Chocolate, you have to tell me about it.
Yeah.
You have to tell me. I got to try that.
He's going to, one of these days,
we're going to
buy it. I'm going to just get a piece and make him eat it here.
I got an idea.
On the air.
Since I am so work obsessed, and that is where the 90% of my life goes. Let's just combine the worlds. Let's go ahead and do a live remote from there.
It'll happen.
That way, I'll
it is going to happen, people.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to us info@wfhr.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, you can call up
715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app. Go to WFHR, make it your favorite station. It should be already anyway. And then just hit the button a couple times, and you're through to us.
Want to thank everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries, and we want to kick off with a couple of important ones. First, we received note a while ago that our great friend of this station here, Gary Munch, who's called in many times, Gary's been a long time listener.
Yep,
today would have been his and Marlene's 30th anniversary. Aww. Sadly, Marlene passed away recently. I did not know that, Gary, and that news hit me hard this morning. I feel for you and yours, thinking of you and yours, sending you all very strong positive vibes, and thank you for sharing that with us, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Looking forward to talking with you again real soon, sir. We want to wish a very happy birthday today to the soul of this station, Mr. Chuck Gennaro.
Yes, indeed. Chuck's birthday today, everybody. Oh, my goodness.
I was fortunate to get a break in radio from Jim Ross, Panama Jack, and get back into radio from Bob Look. But the reason I'm here today is Chuck. Before Marcus took over, the early days of the pandemic, but really right before that, I had an opportunity that would have taken me over to the East Coast.
That's right.
I was really bound and determined to do that. I felt like my life was at a standstill and I needed something, and I didn't think my radio career was going to go anywhere.
Where things were at the time, I don't think anyone would have blamed you either.
Chuck had I was in late at night. I got to say it was like 11 at night or something like that. I was in the old studio, and I didn't even know Chuck was in the building, and he came in and he was doing something else. And he's like, "Hey, you got a minute?" And we had one of the better conversations I've ever had in my life. And I have had very few people believe in me, and even fewer that I believe what they're saying. But there's no, when Chuck tells you something, you know he ain't putting on airs. He doesn't use any more words than he needs to, and he's so good at that. And I can't stress how cool and how that applies to radio so well.
It does. Surprisingly enough, that is true.
There is a calm that is so appreciated about that man that is also has an intensity to it, has a direction to it, a focus to it.
Yeah, he had mentioned, I had talked to him about something. He started here when he was 14 years old.
Yeah.
In radio, and he has been with it ever since. That's remarkable.
We appreciate you, Chuck.
We do.
And we'll be talking again real soon, sir.
And I'm not saying that because I'm getting my eval today. Not because of that, Chuck. Not at all.
See, and I already had mine.
See, you're done.
So I'm already good. So I didn't have to say any of that, did I? Dang it. I don't know. We have a good birthday, Chuck. And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier today, Nicole K.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Enjoy your day, Nicole. Yeah. That's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. We wish happy birthday on Saturday, the Ides of March. Mm. Seth, I'm sorry. I need a one or a two from you.
Oh, okay. Two.
All right. There we go. Got all focused on these
birthdays. I don't want to know the names first. Yeah, I might choose the wrong one.
Want to wish happy birthday tomorrow to a good old friend of mine, Aiden Knipple. Aiden and happy I go birthday, way Aiden. Back. Great guy. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful human being. Enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for you, Aiden. And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier on Saturday, Pat Rominski.
All right, Pat.
Enjoy
congratulations your day. And happy birthday tomorrow.
And on Sunday, just one birthday, Andy Henderson, we wish happy birthday to.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Got a catch in my throat.
Yeah, what
sorry.
Happened?
I don't know. Got all choked up about Andy's birthday. I'm sorry.
Special birthday for you, Andy.
Have a great day, sir. Enjoy your day, Andy. And everybody celebrating out there, enjoy your days. Mm-hmm. Taking a quick look at our birthdays and anniversaries. The greatest gymnast maybe of all time. She's the most decorated gymnast in history. Simone Biles is 28.
Yes. I think sometimes there's no question about who the greatest is, and I think we have that now.
So we can say that pretty comfortably about Simone Biles.
I think so.
Steph Curry is 37. Once again, I feel pretty comfortable saying the greatest shooter in NBA history.
Yes, I think you have to say that. And that's, let's not downplay this. There have been some tremendous shooters. Ray Allen, Larry Bird. Going back to, I'm trying to think of like some of the old guys that were really good shooters. Yeah. Bob Cousy, know.
Even some guys who were just really good in the clutch, like Robert Horry or something like that. The NBA has been littered with great shooters throughout its inception. Mm-hmm. And Kareem is always going to be my favorite player. Mm-hmm. Magic and AI, and there's some great ones that I love. I saw Steph Curry at Davidson, and I saw something that I liked. I saw a guy who wasn't necessarily built like he was six, like Michael,
right,
but played like the attitude of Michael Jordan, the energy of Michael Jordan, the determination of Michael Jordan, all of those things.
Somehow being more likable than Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Well, that's just it, too. Everybody calls LeBron the face of the league, and I get that, but to me, it's been Steph for a long time.
Yeah.
And as a side note, to add to all this, Steph Curry just last night hit 4,000 three-pointers in his career.
Wow.
Like triple or double what anybody has ever done or ever will do.
I'm that's a record that may never be even approached.
I'm not kidding. One of my things I'll do as a palate cleanser at night is just look up Steph Curry highlights, and it's just him like shooting from the logo, shooting from the arc, practice shots. It's just he's incredible.
Doesn't matter. It's amazing.
And to Seth's point, too, from everything we've been able to see, really good guy.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Either that or he's got tremendous PR people.
Well, and even from what you see on the court and the way he treats other players, way he treats the game.
He's not going to be putting up, putting on airs when he's on the court. That's who's basically, you find out who players are when they're playing.
I loved Michael and everything, but I like that there's this attitude of these players nowadays where, I don't have to hate everybody to be the best.
Right.
I don't have to win off of hate. I don't have to win off of anger. I can win smiling. I can do what Magic did. I can do what these other, that is sports. Sports doesn't have to be
a war all the time, right?
Let's see here. Chris Klein is 46 in the American Pie movies. Probably face my friend those. And let's see here. Rick Dees is 75. We can't be doing this.
Speaking
job
of radio.
Talk about Rick Dees.
The man who almost dethroned Casey Kasem. That's an impressive feat. Then had a horrible late night show.
Yeah.
Didn't work for you, Rick.
Billy Crystal is 77. One of the greats.
Mm. He seems like he should be older than that. I don't know why, but no affront to you, Mr. Crystal.
Great to see him working still and everything. Yeah. Love Billy Crystal. Michael Caine is 92. One of the greatest actors you will ever see.
Yes. One of the most versatile actors you will ever see. He could do everything. And I don't know if he's basically retired. I mean, he's 92. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything anymore. But
he did have a movie come out last year that looked really good. I haven't seen it yet, but it looked really good. He led it, too. He was a lead actor in it.
Some of his great interviews. I mean, he was also a great interviewer. His stories are awesome.
I love Michael Caine. Yes. Should be, by the way, Sir Michael Caine. Like, what are we doing? How has Michael Caine
shocking
not been
knighted? Not been knighted.
I never care about that stuff. I'm genuinely angry that Michael Caine is not Sir Michael Caine.
He may not even care about it, but who knows?
I almost guarantee you he's a South. He's a gnarly boy. Yeah, Michael Caine grew up on those other sides, man. I don't think he cares too much.
Maybe he doesn't.
Quincy Jones would have been celebrating a birthday today. The greatest producer of all time. I've been hearing people walk around this and everything. if nobody else is going to say it, I'll say it. Greatest producer of all time.
If you want to look at record sales, I mean, even yeah, there's no question about it. But in terms of talent, no, I mean, still, he's right there.
If you took one decade of Quincy's career, I could sit there and make an argument that he's the greatest producer of all time. Mm-hmm. The 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever you want to do. But if you put it all together, you've got a guy who was nominated for 80 Grammys, won 28 of them. Incredible stuff. And just so many great stories, too.
Also a composer, mm-hmm. a very talented composer. Remember, everyone, the theme to Austin Powers?
Yeah.
That's a Quincy Jones composition.
Nice.
I love how he got his start too. He became a producer for Leslie Gore. Yeah. In the early 1960s, you know, It's My Party and songs like that. That was Quincy Jones.
And Kirby Puckett would have been celebrating a birthday today. Should be celebrating a birthday today.
My favorite player growing up, for sure. Kirby was my guy.
Loved Kirby Puckett.
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge fan of his, and just, I don't know. I'll be watching highlights of his today. That's especially outfield highlights. We don't talk enough about his hops.
See how he was 5'8". And you see how high he jumped up to catch those balls over the fence. It's amazing.
It
is amazing.
There's certain things in sports that don't seem like they should be a thing, that it don't seem possible. I hope this isn't coming across like a shot at him or anything.
No.
Just looking at Kirby Puckett, the hitter, you wouldn't think that he had that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He was called the fire plug, and that's exactly what he looked like.
Mount Rushmore? Would you put him on the Twins?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he's got to be up there with Rod Carew and Harmon Killebrew. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
And Albert Einstein would have celebrated a birthday today, born in 1879. The hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. That's an actual Einstein quote.
He had a sneaky good wit. He could come up with some really good little quick sayings. Very funny.
And we still haven't really done a true bio on Albert Einstein, and we need to. Incredibly up and down, all over the place.
He had just a remarkable life, just all around. It's amazing.
And you cannot talk about the history. You can't tell the story of history of human beings and not mention Albert Einstein.
You have to.
He
changed the world.
Every human being. If we're going from the beginning to now and talking about the history of human beings, you have to mention Albert Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Looking at a quick look at Saturday birthdays of people who were no longer with us. Phil Lesh from Grateful Dead, who just passed away.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Big fan of Phil. Mm-hmm. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, big fan of hers. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court Justice. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Jackson, former president.
Yes.
Born in 1767.
Old Hickory.
And then looking at a Sunday, we wish a happy birthday on Sunday to Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen, and Valerie Bertinelli's kid. And a great guitar player.
As a surprise to no one.
One of our guys, Alan Tudyk, 54 on Sunday.
Alan Tudyk is so awesome.
One of the greatest, most versatile actors in the world.
I agree with you, man.
If there's something and I'm like, I don't know if I want to see this, and then I see his name, I'll watch that.
I mean, seriously, he's in tons of movies. You know, he does a lot of voice work for movies and TV shows, and he's the star of a really good show called Resident Alien.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It's a good show. Really
good. It almost feels like typecasting. He's so good at that. I really like that show.
Yep.
Nancy Wilson from Heart is 71 on Sunday.
Love Nancy.
And people no longer with us. Chuck Woolery would have been celebrating a birthday. One of the greatest.
Back in 2-2.
Nice. Jerry Lewis, born in 1926. You can't tell the history of comedy without Jerry Lewis.
I'm not going to subject you to my Jerry Lewis impression. So you're safe, everybody.
Henny Youngman, born in 1906. God. King of the one-liners.
Jerry Lewis and Henny Youngman had the same birthday.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Take my wife, please. That was Henny Youngman.
My best friend ran away with my wife. And let me tell you, I miss him. So good. That's so good.
His one-liners are great.
And by the way, my Nana used to tell those jokes in reverse. In reverse. So my Nana would have said, my best friend ran away with my husband. And let me tell you, I miss her.
Yeah, right.
You know, that kind of
perfect
thing.
Perfect. But hey, you've heard Henny Youngman jokes because they've been turned into ones that everyone tells.
And then James Madison would have been celebrating birthday on Sunday. Father of the Constitution and fourth president of our United States.
Yes. Very short, by the way, as well. He's a very small man.
Maybe our littlest president. Maybe. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe and all of you out there helping us celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We want more next week. We'll be back with more show in our Star of the Day from Culver's coming up. Lights, camera, action. No, action. I'm messing with the weather. It's time, everybody, to play our Star of the Day with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We do this every Friday right after our news break. We give you guys a famous TV theme song to guess. If you get it right and you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you get a kid and family meal free from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yum.
We appreciate Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. And wherever you got a Culver's, you got a Culver's that is supporting your community and putting into your community.
A lot of great jobs for young folks as well. You got to remember that,
good
too.
Point. Yeah. Good point, man. And here it is, your theme song, or your TV theme song to guess for our Star of the Day. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away in the Civic Media app.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Three's Company.
You yes, got it. Yes, yes, indeed.
Nicely done. We, of course, have to make it official. There
it is.
We go. All right. Did you get that one right away, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
that guitar at the beginning.
Gets you every time. Did you know the show? Did you watch the show?
I certainly did.
All right. Right on. It's a great show. So I was putting that together yesterday when Terry Johns was in, and Terry's like, oh, that's going to be the fastest winner you ever had. She's pretty close.
Pretty close.
It was pretty quick. Sir, what's your first name?
My name is Rick.
Rick, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Rick, thanks so much for listening, playing along. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air. You're our newest Star of the Day.
Thank you,
man. Thank you. And why am I doing this? Well, one, it's a great theme song, and I wanted to.
I love it.
Three's Company premiered on ABC on March 15th in 1977. So we're a day ahead, but, you know.
Wow, 77. Mm-hmm. I always associated it with the 80s.
Same.
But it started
same.
In the late 70s. Wow.
Ran till 84. One of the more recognizable theme songs, certainly, but even recognizable shows.
Mm-hmm.
And gave us all a chance to enjoy Don Knotts a little bit more.
Yes.
I always thought that was great casting.
That was tremendous casting in that.
Suzanne Summers was fantastic. I was a big fan of hers. Norman Fell is one of the most underrated TV actors of all time.
Norman Fell.
Any
fabulous.
Chance to mention Norman Fell, we need to take the moment.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but I love that man.
He was great.
And, of course, Joyce DeWitt, who I had a huge crush on.
Yep.
Everybody else was into Suzanne Summers. I like Joyce DeWitt. I thought she was amazing. And the great John Ritter, who we miss
John
all
Ritter.
The time.
Yes.
John Ritter, one of the most perfect TV actors of all time.
You know, he was, I totally agree with you, that he was one of the great TV actors of all time. But, man, he was a good actor.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
see some of his movie roles that he did, and there was, you know, throughout the years, there were some. But my goodness, he was just a tremendous all-around actor.
Unfortunately for him, like, if he was around now, I think that he'd have a chance to show all of his versatility, all the things he could do.
That's right.
Back then, if you did TV, it was so hard to get into movies.
It was so hard to get back into TV, even after that famous show ended, which he ended up doing later on, you know, 10 Rules, you know, that kind of thing. But he was just tremendous.
But you look at the typecasting they would do back then, and look at the stretch between Three's Company and that. Not that he didn't work in between there, but he didn't have consistent work because he got typecast. And you can't look at the talent of John Ritter and say that he should have been acting every time he wanted to.
Nice little tie-in to our show that we're going to be doing at the main stage in WRCT. Of course, his Noise Is Off. They made a movie of that. Mr. John Ritter is in the movie, and he is hilarious.
Great,
oh, my God, is he good in that.
That's great. Yeah, he really is.
He's
he really is.
Fabulous.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Rick. You'll be listening every Friday for another edition of the Star of the Day. We'll have some more fun with this next week. A big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Seth and I got more fun coming up right here. We're going to get the full weather forecast for you. What are
someday. These? Someday we'll get it.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We want to send a shout out to Rick for being our newest Star of the Day.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for playing along with that. That was a lot of fun. Want to talk a little holidays with everybody. We, of course, have St. Patrick's Day on Monday.
Right.
It's Pi Day today. But, Seth, you were telling me about a different holiday. And I have to be honest with the audience. I feel a little silly for not have heard of this one before.
Well, it's not surprising. It's a very specific holiday. It's, you know, so there's two holidays on my calendar that I find the most fun. The fact that they're fake holidays doesn't mean anything to me. Of course, one is September 19th, which is Talk Like a Pirate Day, right? Which has become a very big thing. Well, here's one coming up. So St. Patrick's Day is on Monday. On Sunday, on the 16th of March, it is St. Urho's Day, everybody.
Hmm.
So if you are a person of Finland descent, and I know, you know, and it comes from Minnesota, not surprised. There's a lot of Finnish folks, especially up northern Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's plenty in Wisconsin, too. We know there's some the Finnish people and, of course, actual Finns that listen to our station every now and then.
Yeah, we do.
Shout out to them, you know, if they're listening. They will have no idea what this is.
No, no.
This is because this was formed in northern Minnesota. By, let's see, a man named, I got to get his name here, Richard Matson, which is, Matson is a name you'll see all over Minnesota, the way. Up in Virginia, Minnesota, he got tired of people celebrating St. Patrick's Day. He's like, we need a day for Finnish people. So he invented St. Urho, not a real saint, just so you know. All you Catholics, don't go rushing towards your catalog of saints there. Okay, real, all right?
I don't remember Urho.
It's become kind of a bigger thing, especially in Minnesota. At first, when my parents first told me about this, I thought it was real. I was not in on the joke. But, I mean, they've written an ode to St. Urho. They actually have a pretty big celebration in Chippewa Falls. By the way, everyone, so there is a Wisconsin connection here. So if you're tired of St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, celebrate St. Urho with all your Finnish friends.
And if you're wondering how to celebrate, well, just to tell you a little of the story, St. Urho, who chased grasshoppers away to save the grape crop, it is celebrated with parades, music, and community festivals. And a shout out to all of our Finnish friends out there, and certainly our Finnish listeners out there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I love this. I love
it's great. I love the idea of doing that.
I'm a big believer in, I'll admit, I grew up seeing like every nationality have a parade, Puerto Rican Day,
absolutely.
Italian Day, like all these different things growing up. And I'm a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the coolest things. I actually think that it shows how much we have in common when we celebrate our own unique nationalities and creeds and all these things. Because guess what, everybody? Not one person out there is pure of anything.
No.
Not a one. At this point in 2025 in the human population, there is nobody who's going to take any of those 23andMe's or any of those things, and you're going to come back with even 90% of anything.
No.
We're all a mixed
impossible.
Bag.
Yeah.
Growing up, I thought me, my brother and sister, were and I'm saying this with love, that we were mutts,
right?
And
a mix of all kinds of stuff.
Well, it turns out, guess what? We all are, and I love that. I think that's fantastic.
And there's nothing, and it's great to be able to look back at heritage, you know, and see where things came from. And well, why do we do this? Well, it's because you know our ancestors did this kind of thing. It's fun. It doesn't have to be anything more than just wow, that's really interesting. Hey, let's share this with everyone else. Why not?
And I'm a big believer in believing in yourself and having some pride in yourself and self-worth and everything. I think some of that can come from your creed and your ancestors and some of that.
And some silly stories as well. If you study your genealogy, you're going to have some ancestors did some pretty dumb things too. So, hey,
absolutely.
That also connects us.
It's a mixed bag.
It is.
Much like ourselves. In current times.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing that, man. I've never heard of that. I thought that was awesome. That's a great one. It is Pi Day. We got to talk a little bit about
let's do that.
Not just because of it being Pi Day, and we want to be timely and everything with this, but I do have one of the heads of the Pi Council with me here in Seth Habhager, so it feels kind of necessary.
So it's kind of a gray area, because technically this is, you know, the Pi, you know, the mathematical formulae. Is that right? I don't know if that's correct. But anyway.
Close enough.
That thing. I'm just glad I don't have either of my children here, because they would be singing a song with the first 100 digits of pi. We don't need to hear that today. We don't need that.
So wait, I don't have to eat a bunch of pie today?
You should, but you don't have to.
I'm going
to
finish this piece.
So today is Pi Day because, well, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
The first three digits of the number pi are 314,
right.
So 314, the date we're on.
Yes.
I don't know how much this ties to. I've heard mixed bags of this one, that it's Einstein's birthday. It would have been Einstein's birthday today, too. So that is part of the reason being celebrated.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Although pi was figured out long before Einstein, so I'm not sure.
I feel like that's just tying them together.
They're really tenuous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a loose thread, but it's like a lot of science sometimes.
That's true. You
know, theories.
Yep.
Instacart just revealed its most ordered pies on the platform.
Ooh.
And not surprisingly, Apple is number one. 29% of all pie deliveries are Apple pies.
Wow. That's really high. My goodness.
And this is a Instacart list, so this isn't a great list necessarily.
Not the best. Yeah. Still, it's interesting.
And nowadays, it's one of the only ways we can really do this kind of thing, interestingly. But I am going to throw into the search engine here and see, and I want to compare most popular pies.
Let's see here what we got
so
here.
So we'll see where
a little cross-reference here.
Yeah, exactly. I like doing that. And we'll see. So according to this list, yes, Apple is number one. Pumpkin pie at number two with 23%. Yes.
Okay. That's a lot further down than I thought. Wow. Interesting. Anyway.
Pecan pie is at 9%.
So a
big drop.
Faves.
Big drop.
That's a huge drop. Yeah.
Cherry pie at number four, 8%. Lemon meringue pie at number five with 6%. Lemon meringue making the top five.
Top five. That's a little surprising.
Blueberry pie at 5%.
Yeah.
Chocolate pie. Oh, you're not. Whoa. What was that?
I was sad that blueberry is so low. All that was.
I thought it was you didn't like it for
a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love blueberry pie. So yeah, I've got my pie tiers. I've spoken that. Blueberry is solid on the second tier right there. Mm-hmm, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my faves.
Chocolate pie at number seven with 4%.
That's really vague. You know, there's a lot of different kinds of chocolate pie. Yeah. So I guess just in general, but.
Key lime pie at number eight, 4%.
That's another one of my top ones, but I can understand why not a lot of people like that. Yeah. It's an acquired taste. It really is.
Peach pie at number three.
Okay.
And at number 10, sweet potato pie at number two.
Okay.
So, and not a bad list. A bad list. Let's go ahead and see what the search engine here popped up. Apple pie, pumpkin pie, pecan, cherry.
Looks like it's the same.
Looks same. Looks pretty similar. All right. So, not bad.
Apparently,
not bad.
They just Googled it. Mm-hmm. Instacart.
Yeah.
I think you're lying. No.
another report from Google Trends looked at the most searched easy and gourmet pie recipes and broke it down by the favorite in each state.
Okay.
In the easy category, chicken pot pie is popular in the Midwest. And
I enjoy a good chicken pot pie myself, yeah.
In the Midwest, South Central U.S., and plus in California. Shepherd's pie is big in Florida, New York, and out west.
Really?
And a few northern states like peanut butter pie.
Oh, okay. I can see that, too.
The gourmet category... Let me finish this, though, because we got to figure out where Wisconsin... Wisconsin like shepherd's pie. Or no, I'm sorry. Chicken pot pie. So Wisconsin
chicken pot pie.
And chicken
pot
pie.
Okay. That's good. No, good stuff.
And in the gourmet category, the central U.S. Plus California, Alaska, and North Carolina are searching for coconut custard pie.
Oh, whoa.
Out west, people want gourmet pecan.
Okay, gourmet pecan. What does that mean?
I don't know. And in the Midwest, they're still looking for chicken pot pie and shepherd's pie. And shepherd's pie.
They like their hot, savory pies. Mm-hmm. I mean, pie, there's nothing wrong. All pies are good.
We like our calls. Let's go ahead and take one. Good morning. You're on the show.
You ruined my thunder, James. I was going to say shepherd's pie before you even talked
about it. I should have taken the call.
You stole it.
I should have went
him.
To the call first. That's a classic, though. That's a mainstay in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and chicken pot pie is big, too. I mean, I remember as a kid, we had, you know, the chicken pot pie quite a bit sometimes just because it was, you know, something you could pop in the oven or when the microwaves came out, you could throw it in the microwave and had a nice meal, especially if you had a busy day or Ma had a busy day at work and she didn't get a chance to cook nothing. You know, that was kind of one of those go-to meals.
Yeah. Hearty meal, and no matter how you cooked it, you always burned your mouth. At least I did.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. You always had that top of your mouth is always blistered or whatever.
You really earned that pie. You really do. You really have to earn it. That's a good one. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a go? Or just a favorite you like every once in a while even, Kev?
Mine's kind of a seasonal thing. I mean, year round it's pretty much a pumpkin pie.
Hmm.
But when we get down into the fall, you know, obviously you got to have that pumpkin pie or the pecan pie.
Yeah.
I mean, those are kind of the seasonal type ones. Mm-hmm. But I mean, my go-to pie is pretty much a apple pie or a Dutch apple pie. Hmm. You know, and throw a little ice cream on top there, a little caramel. Oh, I mean, that's...
So, caramel apple pie is really good.
So I know what a Dutch apple pie is, but just for those out there that don't, I don't know. What's a Dutch apple pie? What is a Dutch apple pie?
You use Dutch apples, James. I mean, that's all.
Is that really it? Is that really it?
I honestly don't know either.
Okay.
Dutch apple pie is kind of, you know, you don't have, it's more, you got more of the crumbles on top.
Oh, it's more about that. Oh, that's now that you mentioned that. Yes, I think you are correct, my friend. That's right.
Yeah. Turns out I'm a Dutch apple pie fan. I love that.
You love the crumble on top. Yeah,
didn't even know.
I don't know what makes it Dutch though.
I just it's probably. I mean, it's just one of those things. Just like you know. The way they name it. You know,
and you serve it in those shoes. You serve it in those Dutch shoes. That's how
the wooden shoes.
Yeah, wooden shoes. That is a good one though. Now I want that. I thought all I wanted was death by chocolate. Now I want a Dutch apple pie.
Dutch apple pie.
Really good. Kev, we appreciate you, man. You have safe travels out there, and maybe we'll talk a little later during Playmakers.
All right. Yeah, we got a lot to talk. Oh, are you going to be able to get it in with the Badger game?
Yeah, we'll get it in. get it in.
Okay.
Talk later, man.
You guys
You too. Have a great day, Kevin. Bud. Have a great day. Appreciate your calls, everybody. Keep them coming. 715-424-2600. The owner of a London comedy club announced he is banning audience members with Botox injections after performers complained about the unresponsive faces in the crowd. I just want that to sit there for a second. Just wrap your minds around 2025 and what I'm gonna say it again. The owner of a London comedy club announced he is banning audience members with Botox injections after performers complained about unresponsive faces in the crowd.
Okay, British comedians. Usually, you don't need like facial expressions. Oh,
that's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Usually, it's like. You hear laughter? Is there comedy different? Has it changed in England since the last couple of years? Am I missing something here?
I feel like we all are. I feel like everybody is missing something. Because, I mean, for one, I've joked about this a lot. I don't understand why actors and anybody will have work done. Your greatest instrument is your facial expressions.
Right.
Not for nothing. I don't know if Mike Myers has had work done or not, but
it certainly looks like he has.
That or something, because he was a master at those facial expressions.
Absolutely,
and he's still very funny, very talented, one of the best at SNL history. But he looks it looks
different now. Yeah.
Yeah. But that being said, like this is asking a lot. Like, how are you going to be able to imagine this? So you go there, you're paying for your ticket, and then they tell you a joke, and how you laugh or respond is if you get.
You're out. Get out. Get your Botox out of here.
You got to have a medical report with you? Do you have to bring your doctor?
You know what I think it is? I think it's just a scam to get people to talk about his club.
Could be.
Well, I think that could be. It's so ridiculous.
Notice I did not mention him or the name of the club, though. So I thought of the same thing.
Very good.
I'm not giving
you.
Yeah. But
British comedy club owners.
Just the idea. Yeah, we showed them.
Take that.
I couldn't help it, though. I had to touch on this story. I can't imagine.
That's bizarre. You
know, that's a bizarre one.
So weird.
We'll come back with more bizarre coming up on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.